You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll learn about a group of musicians who are helping to promote inclusion and equality in the Madison music scene. First, environmental groups in the Ho-Chunk Nation are bringing the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to court. They're challenging the DNR over the agency's approval of a permit that would allow a frac sand mining operation to fill a wetland in Monroe County. Rich Kramer joins us now. He's a WPR News reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. Great to be here.
Well, on what grounds is this case being brought to court?
Basically, the three groups are upset with the DNR for approving a permit that they said was incomplete. But really, the bigger picture here is that they're trying to stop the filling of 16 acres of what has been described as pristine hardwood swamp wetlands in Monroe County. So these are wetlands that the group Midwest Environmental Advocates says are very hard to come by in Wisconsin. A lot of it has already been destroyed, so they're trying to protect what's left.
Well, tell us about the company involved and their project that would fill in this wetland.
The company involved is Atlanta-based Meteor Timber. Some years back, Meteor Timber bought a huge amount of property in Wisconsin. I think technically they're the largest private landholder in the state. They bought something like 50,000 acres or more. Then, not long ago, in 2014, I believe, they realized that part of this property in Jackson County and in Monroe County was right above a nice deposit of some frac sand, industrial sand used for hydraulic fracture drilling. So they started working on a plan to get at it. The plan is to build a mine and then truck the sand to this property in Monroe County, where they want to build a rail facility. After they wash the sand, they need to put it directly to rail to ship it, because that's more cost effective than trucking it to another facility.
Before we dig deeper into this case, let's take a step back. Rich, you've been following this frac sand industry in Wisconsin. It was a big booming industry. Where does it stand now?
Well, it was booming like gangbusters. I don't know if that's the right term, but in 2014, it was really hitting a peak, a fevered pitch. And then 2015 and 2016, the bottom fell out. The price of oil dropped, and a lot of mines basically went idle and shut down, laid off workers. Now, oil prices are stabilized. That's the way it's being described, around $50 a barrel or so. But what's happened is a lot of these companies and a lot of the drilling companies in places like North Dakota, Texas, they've learned how to effectively get more oil out of the ground with less money involved. They're doing it cheaper. They've lowered their input costs. So that's all it took. And we're seeing a lot of activity happening down in Texas. The sand mining companies are starting to respond. The demand is coming back up.
Talking to Rich Kramer, WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, about a legal challenge to the DNR approving a frac sand mining company filling in a wetland here in Wisconsin. So Meteor Timber, again, the company behind this frac sand operation and this plan, what did they say they'd do to offset the loss of these particular wetlands?
Well, the company is really pushing this point. They say that this is an environmental net benefit. They are going to preserve 643 acres of land that they already own that is technically wetlands. So by doing conservation easements, they're placing the land in these easements so that it cannot be developed ever. They say that's one of the benefits. They're also transforming some cranberry bogs back into wetland. Basically, that's a wetland restoration project. And they say that all of this combined is, it's basically a 40 acres of wetlands will be protected for every acre that is disturbed. And again, we're talking about 16 acres of this wooded swamp area.
And now two environmental groups and the Ho-Chunk Nation involved in this case. Why the Ho-Chunk Nation?
Well, the Ho-Chunk Nation has been kind of standoffish about, they've been concerned about industrial sand mining. They've held conferences where people kind of get together and talk about their concerns about things like air quality and, of course, destruction to the environment. It's also very close to or on their the ceded territory, kind of their tribal territory. But in general, they're just not big fans of mining of any sort. they'd rather see the land, you know, left alone.
I want to give a listen to one of the environmental group representatives. Here's Sarah Gears from Midwest Environmental Advocates.
We really believe that this application by Meteor Timber does not comply with the wetland regulatory standards. So we hope to see this DNR decision overturned, and we hope to stop the wetland fill.
So is that the core of the challenge here? They say it didn't meet the wetland regulatory standards. That's why this should be blocked?
Yeah, and some of the specifics of what they're getting at there is that state law was changed back in 2012 so that a company, in this whole wetland mitigation and when it comes to filling a wetland, the first goal with the Army Corps of Engineers or the DNR is to avoid impacts whenever possible. Part of that is where so a company has to look for alternative sites. If there are any alternative sites, they have to consider those and prove why they can't be why they can't use those. And in 2012, the law was changed so that if the company or whoever could prove that the project would provide an economic benefit. That meant, in state law at least, that the company only had to look immediately adjacent to the property that they had originally picked. That's a little complicated, but basically it really limits what the company has to look at as alternatives. So in theory, it makes it easier for companies to fill in the wetlands that they originally want to fill.
What's the next step in this case, Rich?
The next step. So with the there's two things here. There is a the Clean Wisconsin has filed a what is called a contested case, a petition for a contested case hearing. If the DNR accepts that, it goes to an administrative law judge. Everything is put on hold for at least a year, and then they go from there. The law judge will decide whether or not the DNR made the correct choice in giving the permit. The MEA is filed on behalf of the Ho-Chunk Nation, has filed a petition with a circuit court judge to basically have the judge look at it and decide if the DNR made the right decision or not. And that is another process that could take years.
Rich, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thank you, Reb.
That's Rich Kramer, WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He joined us to share details of the cases environmental groups and the Ho-Chunk Nation are bringing against a frac sand mine in western Wisconsin.